Now, more briefly, for misunderstandings about Buddhism.
As one might have expected, misunderstandings about Buddhism are closely connected with misunderstandings about the Buddha. For instance, as I've said, Buddhism is non-theistic. It does not teach the existence of a personal God. In fact, it teaches the opposite. In other words, Buddhism is not really a religion. That is, not religion in the ordinary Western sense. Sometimes it's difficult for people to understand this. They think of Buddhism as a religion. Perhaps they've seen it classified as a religion in encyclopedias or on TV. And of course they have a vague idea that religion means belief in God. So they think that Buddhism teaches belief in God. But this is just muddled thinking. And some people even think that there must be a God in Buddhism somewhere. So they do their best to find him. And sometimes they even accuse the Buddhists of somehow mislaying him, or losing him, or even trying to hide him. But at this point, a question arises. If Buddhism is not a religion, at least not a religion in the Christian sense, then what is it? How is it to be defined? The best way of answering this question is to go back to our distinction between the ideal and the real. Back to the difference between the enlightened man and the unenlightened. Buddhism, or as it traditionally calls itself, the Dharma, is whatever helps us to transform the real into the ideal. It is whatever helps us to bridge the gap between the state of enlightenment and the state of ignorance. In other words, Buddhism is whatever helps us to develop, whatever helps us to grow. So we find the Buddha saying, in his own day, in his own lifetime, to his aunt and foster mother, Mahaprajapati Gautami, we find him saying, whatsoever teachings conduce to dispassion, to detachment, to decrease of worldly gains, to frugality, to content, to solitude, to delight in good, of these teachings you can be certain that they are the teaching of the Buddha. So the criterion is not theoretical, it's practical. And in the course of its long history, Buddhism has developed very many different philosophies, as we may call them, many different methods, many different institutions. But they all have one sole purpose, and that purpose is to assist the individual human being to develop from the state of an ordinary human being to a state of an enlightened human being, a Buddha.